Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
With that said, we go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Matt Verderam from SI Now set to join us on the show. Matt, what's going on, my man? How are you?
What's going on, Matt?
Doing well. How are you guys?
Doing pretty good. We spent the beginning portion of the show just kind of reflecting on divisional weekend, and I think all of us in Cleveland are watching the Commanders do what they just did with Jaden Daniels, make this run to the NFC Championship game, excuse me, and sitting in a similar situation, Browns had the number two pick. Everybody's kind of wondering, like, is this something that the Browns can replicate? And so I guess what say you on the Browns trying to essentially follow the Commanders' footsteps and draft that quarterback that turns your franchise around immediately?
Look, I mean, that's the dream, right? At the same point, I mean, how many guys have done what Jaden Daniels is doing? So, Like, I think if you're the Browns and you're the front office, you have to be realistic. Are you looking at the quarterbacks in this class and genuinely feeling like they are guys who can come in and be franchise guys? Because if the answer to that question is yes, then you take one, you don't even think twice about it. If the answer to that question is no, then the last thing you do is take one of those quarterbacks. Because that is a really, 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 really good way to end up in quarterback hell for the next 3 years. You know, I mean, we have seen teams over the years reach for a guy because he throws the football. And, you know, if the Browns love Cam Ward, if they love Shador Sanders, take him. I don't, even in the case of Shador Sanders, if Deion is adamant he doesn't want to go, that's his problem. I'd take him. I would take him. I wouldn't. I'd be like, that's nice. Well, he can go play in the CFL then. He's playing here. I mean, at some point, what are you going to do? You're going to sign a contract. But if the Browns aren't in love with one of those guys, and Travis Hunter, let's say, sitting there, or a stud somewhere else on the board, that they're like, look, this guy is far and away the best player, then you take that guy.
So along those lines, as you look at this quarterback class, and I'm not saying there is a Jaden Daniels between those two, but do you feel anybody is on par or worthy of the number two pick between the two that maybe fits the Browns? And that they should 100% be considering at number two?
I'll be honest with you, I think it's hard to say right now. You know, I mean, you got the whole pre-draft process ahead of you with pro days and interviews and the combine and that, on and on and on, right? I mean, there's so much that's going to change between now and then. Now, listen, there's a really good argument. I would subscribe to this argument that you just saw these guys play a whole season of football. You've seen, obviously, seasons before that. Like, you should know what you think about these guys. But interviews matter. Medicals matter. Measurables, whether they should or they shouldn't, depending on the measurable, matters. I think that these guys need to be, you know, fully looked at. I mean, if you're the Browns, you're not doing your job. If you're not looking at the top 15, 20 players in the draft, having them all in for visits, and sitting down and talking with all of them. Because you might even get to all those conversations and go, you know what? We know that X, Y, and Z teams love, let's just say, Cam Ward. We don't really think he's worth the second pick. We're going to trade back, get a bunch of stuff. I mean, you have to explore all those avenues. Do I think it's possible to take a quarterback at two? Sure, absolutely. But we got about 3 months to the draft, and there's going to be a lot that happens between now and then. I think if you're the front office, you've got to evaluate and explore all of it.
Matt, did the concept of a reclamation project quarterback sort of die with the fact of, I mean, Jared Goff was sort of the poster boy for what was the perfect spot of a reclamation quarterback? He was basically already in a Super Bowl before, walked in, has looked miles better in Detroit, and then not even that's working out in a year where it felt like it might.
I think that most Super Bowl winning quarterbacks, if you look historically, they're really high draft picks for the team that they went for. Not all the time. I mean, obviously, you know, of course, Brady was a sixth-round pick. I mean, it does happen. But if you look around, you know, Aikman, number one overall pick. Bradshaw, number one overall pick. Mahomes, top 10 pick. You know, I mean, usually those guys are usually almost always homegrown. That's usually not. They're examples, certainly, of guys that weren't and guys that worked out in other ways. But almost all the guys that win quarterback or win Super Bowls as quarterbacks, they're usually homegrown. Every once in a while, you got like a Stafford who, you know, goes somewhere else and wins. That can certainly happen with Brady late in his career at Tampa, although Brady's the ultimate anomaly. But I think, yeah, you know, you look at Goff in that game, and but the Lions had a lot of issues defensively. Okay, Goff in that offense, we're going to have to put up 30-some-odd points to have a shot to win. But they've been doing that all year. And, you know, the Lions, I mean, they lose that game because of 5 turnovers. And it's on Goff. I mean, 4 of them are blatantly on Goff. Like, you can't do it in a playoff game. We watched Baltimore last night. Baltimore lost that game because they just couldn't stop making mistakes. And in the playoffs, that ends your season. You go home if you do stuff like that. And those teams both learned the hard way over the weekend.
Talk with Matt Verderam, SI Now, on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Matt, we talked about the Browns' pursuits of a quarterback, obviously, and that being a potential option at number 2 overall. As you look at the roster as a whole, though, is it fair to say that this team really is just a quarterback away, or do they have a lot of things that they need to address?
Are we talking a quarterback away from the playoffs or from the Super Bowl?
It's a good qualifier. We didn't add that to the question.
I think I would probably say playoffs, right?
Okay.
Super Bowl's a stretch for anybody, I think, at this point.
Okay. I think if they got a really confident quarterback and they look, that offensive line gets fixed, okay, whether we're talking health or additions or whatever, then, yeah, they could be a playoff team. They could be a playoff team. I mean, look, we watched Pittsburgh this year. Pittsburgh, it felt like it was a struggle for them to move the ball 10 feet at times, and they made the playoffs. You know, the Chargers, the Broncos, I mean, none of those teams are crazy gifted offensively and were able to make the playoffs. I think Stefanski's a good coach. I think the defense is a very good unit. But, yeah, look, if they get a quarterback in there that's competent, they can absolutely be a 10-win team. Now, you know, the problem is in the AFC, which is on full display here right now, I mean, to get to the Super Bowl, you have to have a top-5 quarterback. You just do. I mean, you know, we watched C.J. Stroud go into Kansas City. I covered that game for Sports Illustrated. I was in the stadium. And I thought Stroud, considering what was around him and everything, I mean, I thought he played about as good as he possibly could have. And you looked up at the end of the game, and it was a 2-score game. Like, it wasn't even that close. I mean, Kansas City, it felt like, sleptwalked through that game. And you looked up, and you're like, yeah, well, Mahomes made a throw when he was horizontal. And, you know, he made, you know, 2 or 3 other plays, and Kelsey. And I think in the NFC you can get away with a lot more of that. In the AFC, it's Allen and it's Lamar and it's Mahomes and usually Burrow, and like you've got to have a guy to compete with those guys to get to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, speaking of the NFL playoffs here and what we just watched within the last couple of days, feels like the Philadelphia Eagles are almost bringing back the running back position with Saquon Barkley. 205 yards, 2 touchdowns again yesterday. Is that, do you think, maybe becoming more of a prominent position back in the NFL after we've seen it fade away and teams not want to pay guys? Is Saquon and the Eagles sort of changing that?
Well, you know, Saquon and the Eagles, I think, are the poster child for it right now. I actually plan on maybe writing about this for SI in the next few weeks. I think, you know, if you look at the teams that have been left here in the playoffs down stretch, okay, think about it. Detroit, great ability to run the football. Philadelphia, run first team. Buffalo, 28 rushing touchdowns this year between Cook and Allen. Like, they've run the ball. They've been super effective. No 1,000-yard receivers on that team. Kansas City, no 1,000-yard receivers on that team. Very much a Hunt, Pacheco, pound the ball, be efficient. Certainly not the running teams those other teams are, but certainly also a team that they're willing to play that ground game with you. Baltimore, obviously, a huge ground team. Washington with Jaden Daniels, a lot of that ability to, you know, not the traditional run game, but the ability to create on the ground. I don't think that's a coincidence. I mean, if you look around the league, and I think the reason that's happening is for the last, let's call it, decade, teams defensively have gotten lighter and lighter and lighter up front,
yeah,
right? They've gotten lighter, they've gotten faster, because you got to get that pass rush. You got to get home in 2.5 seconds. Well, now you get all these teams offensively who are going, well, you're going to play with a bunch of guys who are 240 on the edges and 280 in the middle. We're just going to run you over. And I think, you know, I got to tell you, I think you're going to see in both of these AFC and NFC championship games this weekend. I think all 4 of these teams are going to be very, very willing to try to live on the ground. Washington maybe a little less so outside of what Daniels can create. But like Kansas City and Buffalo, everybody's going to build this game is Mahomes and Allen. I think it's going to be about who can impose their will up front more than anything else in those games. And I think that's because these teams have gotten smaller over the years, and now you're starting to see that cycle kind of swing back the other way.
Matt, real quick here, we got about 30 seconds left before we let you go. Along the lines of the games this weekend and teams running the football, maybe I'm wrong on this, but fair or unfair, does it feel like this is the Bills' Super Bowl to lose?
No, I think the Chiefs are going to win the game.
Wow.
I the Chiefs always win this game. Always.
That's true.
Not wrong.
Always. That's true. That's true.
I respect the Bills. I think this is somewhat of a coin flip, but if you ask me who's got the better coach, who's got the better quarterback, who's got the better defense, and who's at home, it's the Chiefs all across the board. If that game comes down to a play late, I know who I'm picking in the game.
I like that. That's a good way to sort of go about choosing your winner. I like that. Matt Verderam, part of the Sports Illustrated staff. You can follow him on Twitter, just simply his name, Matt Verderam. There is an E on the end, though, just to keep that in mind. Matt, we appreciate you, my man. Thanks for giving us some time here, and enjoy the rest of the holiday.
Thanks, Matt.
Absolutely. Take care, guys.